Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella will be attending tonight's State of the Union address as a special guest of the White House. Microsoft has been a longtime advocate for technology education, one of the topics the president plans to highlight tonight. But since his inauguration, President Obama's record with technology and the industry has had its ups and downs. Remember the launch of healthcare.gov? Joining us for a look now at the Obama record on tech is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Don Chmielewski is a senior editor with Recode covering tech policy. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy, or good afternoon for
you.
Well,
good morning where you are. And start us off with the news. What is so special about Microsoft and Satya Nadella that he would get a seat at the State of the Union address tonight?
So when the White House announced its guests to the State of the Union for the final State of the Union, Satya was a lone representative of the tech community. And the reason the White House selected him was because late last year he announced that the company would dedicate $75 million to help promote computer education in the classroom, computer science. Now, this is a broader initiative throughout the tech industry as it tries to address a phenomenon they call the pipeline problem. So a shortage of women and more diverse groups being represented in the study of computer science. And companies like Microsoft, which has long had a presence in schools, are looking to try to attract more a broader variety of people to the field of computer science, beginning in high schools.
All right. So an issue that the president wants to highlight there. But let's take a look back at the broad picture. How is President Obama seen within the tech industry in his now almost 8 years in office?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. President Obama won major support in Silicon Valley during his initial campaign in 2008 and again in 2012. Lots of financial backing from Silicon Valley. And this is a community that tends to vote with its heart. They found Obama appealing from a social perspective, but there are some obvious points of friction. The most notable of those became apparent when the extent of the NSA's surveillance program was made obvious by Edward Snowden's leaks. That really, really alienated the administration from Silicon Valley, and it's a rift that the White House is still working to repair a couple of years later.
Well, and now the White House would like more help from Silicon Valley on things like encrypted technology, and Silicon Valley is, for the most part, saying no.
Yeah, this is a tough one. You know, as in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, there has been a real friction over this question of encryption. Now, both Apple and Google began to encrypt the communications on its devices after these disclosures about NSA spying. They wanted to secure the mobile platform for their users. They wanted to secure our smartphones and tablets from these sorts of intrusions. And it also opens the door for the sorts of commerce that we take for granted on our mobile phones. But that infuriated the FBI director. And so there's been this conflict. Now, the White House came back to Silicon Valley and said, look, we have to find some sort of you have to understand sort of the scope of the problem here. And so Silicon Valley tech companies got a declassified briefing about how terrorists are using both social networks and encryption to recruit and carry out their attacks. And they're looking for help from Silicon Valley, both on the question of encryption, but also more broadly about how to counter what's happening on these on social networks such as Facebook and Twitter, which have become effective recruitment tools for groups like ISIS.
Don, you'd probably say that the biggest failure of the Obama administration on tech was the launch of healthcare.gov, which was a total disaster.
I think everyone would say that, yeah.
Well, okay, so what was the biggest success?
Well, I mean, it ends up their greatest failure ended up being a moment to sort of create improvements within the administration. You know, over the last Obama was the first president to bring in a chief technology officer, and the current occupant in that office is Megan Smith. Megan is a longtime Google executive, and she brought in a real sort of all-star roster of talent from Twitter and elsewhere in the community in Silicon Valley. And they're working toward a goal of digitizing government, making people's experience with government more like their experience with consumer tech. And so I think that emphasis is perhaps its greatest triumph.
What do you think Silicon Valley wants out of the next president?
There's a long list, but the issues that we're talking about right now will remain issues after 2016. This sort of tension over encryption, privacy, and security. That's a knot that's not going to be easily untied, but that will definitely be a focus. I think the debate over net neutrality, so that is this notion that content that moves across the internet should not be interfered with by an internet service provider, that remains an issue and will continue to be an issue in the new year. I think that Silicon Valley will look at that closely. And then lastly, the question of immigration, which is much a part of the debate. I think that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, through an organization he helped found, Forward.us, is fighting for immigration reform and notably combating Trump's call for mass deportations. They're looking for some sensible immigration reform that also includes more visas for engineers coming here from other parts of the world.
For those high-tech workers. Don Chmielewski, senior editor with Recode, joining us from Los Angeles. Don, thank you so much.
Thank you.